These seem to be a fairly recent phenomenon for the Missouri Department of Transportation, and I think probably other cities or other states have probably used these before we've really gotten heavily into them. Where did we get the idea of starting to use J-turns on our divided highways, and kind of give me some background on it?
Okay, well, Missouri is fairly new to J-turns. Our very first one was installed in Jefferson County on Route M, and that was not until 2007, and so that was our very first one. Prior to that, there's definitely other states that had seen success with this intersection design. We've actually had some people go and visit North Carolina, so I know we had a site visit in North Carolina. I was not one of the members on that, but we did actually have some people take a look, see how they work, see the advantages of them, and they brought that kind of concept back. You're correct. They're fairly new, early design in our state.
What makes them so attractive?
Well, the reason we like them at MoDOT is truly it's from a safety standpoint. Its design is such that it minimizes the chance to get hit in the driver door, hit in the passenger door. So that's our focus. We really don't like that on a roadway where people are traveling obviously 30 miles an hour, and we have these at-grade intersections where people can cross. And so with that, we've seen unfortunately horrible crashes where people are getting in the door. So this design does seem to allow us to move forward there. It minimizes that opportunity.
The few that I've used, mostly between here and Columbia when I go back and forth, it strikes me that it does a couple of things. Number one, there's a kind of an exit lane that allows somebody who's going to make a turn to get out of the way of oncoming traffic that doesn't have to slow down, or at least not quite so much, and therefore eliminates the possibility of rear-end accidents. And then there's a blend-in lane once you make the turn that enables you to get up to speed so that, again, you're not in the way of other oncoming traffic. Are those two of the major improvements that you see in terms of traffic management?
Yeah, I love that question. Quite honestly, I think that what you've seen, especially on 63, the design enhancements I really like about it is it does have acceleration and deceleration lanes. I kind of think of it as almost an interchange design where you're actually, before you can get onto the higher speed flow of traffic, you're able to use basically a ramp. In this case, it's an acceleration lane to get up to speed, to be able to merge into that traffic as safely as possible. And then, of course, if you are going to make a U-turn, get to the median, decel, and, of course, make that safe U-turn. And so that is one of our nicer, newer designs that we've been seeing a little more of. And so, yes, it is. It does offer some real advantages, especially where you have high traffic volumes. And 63, we know we're experiencing traffic that's on mainline near 27,000. So to see these work so well on that road is very impressive to me.
What does a study tell you statistically has been the value? I'm sure that you've seen a decline in collisions and injuries and even fatalities just on the five that they studied.
The value to me is the reduction in our severe crashes and, of course, especially a fatal. So there's no way to measure anything any differently in my mind, but I'm a traffic safety engineer and that's my role. And so quite honestly, that's it. Is people aren't getting in at the door, and so the safety benefit is just enormous. And so I think that's the best measurement we're getting from this.
How many of these do we have in operation now? Do you know off the top of your head?
Well, we're changing daily, of course, and it's my goal is to in the departments is we continue to look at these troubling intersections and try to install more of this type of design or at least access changes to minimize that potential to get in the door. And so to date, we have about 13 in existence across the state, and we've got several other locations where we're still evaluating and trying to determine is this the solution or is some sort of modified design similar to it.
What criteria do you follow in deciding which locations will get one of these?
Well, it's unfortunate, but they're dictated often by the angle collision type. Maybe not always a severe crash, but the fact that you're starting to see a large number of angle collisions at some of these intersections is usually a leading indicator. We have seen some other information that kind of helps us, and as some of the cross traffic starts getting a little higher, the potential to get across safely is diminishing, of course, and so that kind of helps us decide that and gives us some more information as well.
Well, that raises a good point. a couple of points that I notice when I'm driving on 63, and I'm sure other people as they drive on the roads are probably going to see this, is that I can't just pull over and make a straight across cut to the gas station that I want to go to. I have to go on down the road a little ways and make a turn and then come all the way back up, which is not the most convenient thing. The other thing is that if I'm coming off a side road that wants to go across these two lanes and then go straight across to get to a connecting road on the other side, I have to, again, go down the road and make a turn and come back. Have you heard anything from anybody who just thinks these things are a little bit inconvenient?
Oh, absolutely. The fact of the matter is they're changing what you used to do at that same location, right? So the reality is you used to be able to cross over and make either a complete crossing maneuver or you turn left at the intersection to get towards a certain destination. And so you're changing the path. In this design, we won't allow that because that obviously subjects the driver to an angle collision. And so, you know, the reality is I'm going to increase your travel distance by however long it is to that U-turn maneuver. And that does add potential time. It definitely adds a distance. But it also, in the minds of many, does add inconvenience. And that is a reality that we are faced. And I think that's one of the negative criticisms of the design is the fact that you are making me go right, and you're increasing my distance, and you're increasing my time. And so some of that is true. Your time may be increased. Your distance is definitely increased. But the reality is the numbers are speaking for themselves because the angle reduction, the severe crashes are being eliminated with the design. So,
my experience with the J-turns is that even though it might be a little bit inconvenient, the turn itself is probably not more than a quarter to a half mile on down the road, so it's not all that much time that you're having to spend dealing with this, is it?
That's correct. I mean, the actual increased distance of your whole total route might only be increased by, as you say, either a half mile, potentially a little further. Again, it depends on the U-turn location where we put those, and of course we want those at a location on like a 63 where you have a certain amount of acceleration distance as well as merging and deceleration. So it could be in that case up to nearly a half mile before your U-turn. But if your trip is 30 miles, you're correct. We may have only added a total of a half mile.
Well, you're taking through the University of Missouri study, and I assume elsewhere too, you're still tapping the pulse of the motoring public. What are you hearing anything beyond whether they like it or dislike it? Are you getting any ideas or any thoughts from folks about the system?
You know, mostly at this point, we are gathering feedback. That's one of the things with this research that was done is that they were getting the pulse of our at least community around Columbia where those were done on 63. And a lot of the things that we've talked about are definitely things we've learned and heard there. One of the things I guess that we've learned a little bit, and I don't know how to correct it yet other than education, is where we actually have the median acceleration lane, there will often be sometimes a person that will stop at the U-turn location when they could actually use the acceleration lane. And I believe some of that personally is driver behavior. You're having people that are not comfortable with using acceleration lane. They want to make sure that traffic's completely clear before they decide to get going the other direction. And so that's something we have seen a little bit. It has also been something that we've heard in one of the comments or several of the comments actually back. And so, again, I think you asked, can I fix that yet? And that's something we're looking at. I'm not sure how to fix it yet other than driver behavior and education.
Well, yeah, as I sat at one the other night when it was kind of dark, we're letting the traffic come past me a little bit, before it suddenly dawned on me, hey, I don't need to sit here and wait because I've got this run-in lane that I could use if I want to. So a lot of this is probably just going to fade away as the motorist gets accustomed to these things and uses them a little bit and sees how they work.
I believe so. I think that, again, we're introducing these in new locations across the state, and I think that the key here is that, and that's learning it, understanding it, and once you do become familiar with the design enhancements and why it's designed like it is and see the acceleration and deceleration lanes, I think drivers will become more accustomed to that and use it appropriately.
It's been a while since I've driven down, I guess it's Lindbergh Boulevard in St. Louis. But I remember several years ago, they had something kind of like this, some kind of a special lane that enabled a person to pull off and make a U-turn of some kind back to the lanes that are going the other way. but I don't recall if they were the J-turn lanes like we're talking about or if they were something that went off to the right side and down to an intersection somewhere. But it seems to me that I've seen something similar to this on Lindbergh.
And I'm trying to recall that personally. I do want to elaborate on that. There are definitely rural designs of this and urban designs of this. The referred to urban design would be sometimes called a Michigan left, where you might have a really, really busy intersection that could even be signalized. And what they do is they make you go right and do a U-turn to actually enable better signal progression. And so you can actually use it in an urban area just as well, but it's a little bit different reason. An urban reason may be more for congestion and minimizing turning movements to aid in of course traffic flow. And of course this design is really more focused on truly safety.
Do you have any idea how many of these you're going to try to install in various places in Missouri during the 2014 construction season, if you laid that out that far?
Well, 2014 construction season, of course, you mean the actual year, calendar year?
Yeah.
That's coming up. I believe we've got one opportunity on the books. I'm not 100% sure that we're going to have a whole lot more. Of course, we've got a lot of different things we do in the state. And so these are areas where we continue to focus and move forward. We are looking at other opportunities, but J-Turns is definitely one of the designs we're looking at. And I know of at least, I think, one location that's, I believe, this construction year, but I'd have to look closer to be if it's going to be more than that.
Now, you're not only dealing with people who are having to get accustomed to using these turn lanes, but I would think that motorists who are not going to be using these lanes also need to be aware of what somebody else who is going to use it is going to be doing. Does the through traffic have any kind of a responsibility to watch out for the motorists who are moving toward these J-turn lanes or coming into these J-turn lanes?
I think so, and I think it's just being alert. The traveling public needs to always be, paying attention for any movement. And, they could be coming on a side street. They could be coming from anywhere. And, of course, in the example you're using, they might be in the median getting and making the U-turn. And so, yeah, if you have an opportunity to shift lanes from the fast lane to the right lane, that is something that drivers I see do sometimes. And I think that's something that can be done. More importantly, is just to be alert, though. I mean, because people do make aggressive moves and decisions that are not always perfect. Be honest with you, I drive back and forth from Columbia Jeff daily. And with the older design, I would get more nervous than I do with this design. I still am alert to when a person's going to make a U-turn, but for the most part, when they were at the old design, I was more nervous, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, between J-turns and cables in the medians, the roads seem to be getting safer all the time. You guys are trying to stay up with design that makes it easier to maneuver a car around or keep from running into something if something does go wrong. So what do you have in your mind, if anything, right now about the next step beyond J-turns that will make our roads even safer?
Well, I wish I knew the exact design that was. But our main job in MoDOT is at least my side of the world and is trying to keep drivers in their lane. Our biggest problem still is people running off the road, and often when they run off the road in our state, they hit a tree. And so I'm going to answer it two ways. Obviously, we want to keep in the lane first, but we're always looking at different things to help you there, And some of that we do a lot now is these rumble stripes that we're doing. And we've done a lot of miles of those. And we'll continue to do a lot of those where we improve the actual roadway itself and as much of it as we can near the shoulder. But once you do leave the roadway, you're often at the mercy of what whether you wore your seatbelt or not. And so one way to really improve safety in our state is continue to buckle up. So beyond us trying to improve our whole roadway situation, it's up to the driver still to have the proper behavior, to drive the speed limits, to not drink and drive. And, of course, the last one, which is the easiest of all, is just buckling up.
Well, you've got the cables now in the medians. How about running cables on the right-hand side of the road so that when you run off the road, you'll hit a cable instead of going into a bunch of trees? Is that practical?
That's a good answer. That's a good question and potentially a decent answer. And we are looking at that as opportunities. There are different dynamics involved there, and we want to make sure whenever we use cable medium barrier that it is the proper application and the best we can do. It's very, very, very expensive to put up, and it's not exactly cheap to maintain annually. So we do really watch that, and so it could be an option though, and we have used that in many places across the state, but we just haven't done it where we're going to blanket the road just to date. I guess maybe that would definitely help. It is an option. It's just we'd have to look at it, is it a viable option or not? And so we have to weigh that.
A couple of years ago or so, I thought I saw some statistics that you folks put forth that indicated how many lives you thought had been saved because of the median cables. Have you ever updated those numbers, or do you keep looking at that?
I think we're over, I mean, we're estimating, of course, Bob. But I think we've estimated that the cable barrier saved over 300 lives now. And so, you know, it's pretty impressive when you think about that. So it's, we have, I think, over 800 miles installed to date. But I'm pretty confident that it has probably saved nearly 300 lives.
And you still have quite a few miles of cable to put in yet in this huge system
we have. Well, we again watch that closely. I'm not going to say we have hundreds anymore, but we are definitely giving it, it's definitely being evaluated. We always look at opportunity locations.